This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We were supposed to have Marisol Lara on during the second half of the show today, but she has a family emergency, apparently, and so we're going to reschedule her for sometime very shortly. Those of you tuning in for the second half today, about the rising star and what it takes to become a rising star, unfortunately, we won't be able to talk about that today. But we do have Rob Regish with us for the Blueprint Power Hour. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, brother. How about you?
Fantastic. So first of all, couple stories we have to talk about first. First of all, 700-pound glute bridge you did the other day. Is that right?
Yeah. It was terrific. I held it at the top, too, for 5 seconds on the last rep.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, explain the difference between a glute bridge and a hip thrust for us.
Well, on a hip thrust, you know, you got your back against the bench. The range of motion is considerably more, so the loading isn't going to be as heavy. But having said that, you know, it's still an impressive, incredibly impressive feat of strength. It's a great builder of the glutes. Women, just, you know, if you're listening and you want that bikini butt, that is the movement. And no vertical loading of the spine. The version that I performed is lying flat on the ground, and you tuck your feet in such that your knees are up in the air. The bar is across your groin, and you you grip and push up, and you can use a considerable amount of more weight. And it really, in addition to working the core, it works your hamstrings, your quads, calves in particular. I was shocked at how strongly it works the calves. So
the entire leg gets hit in this movement because the quads and the hams, the quads are stabilizing, the calves are stabilizing, but the hams are working along with the glutes in order to lock the body out, right?
Yeah. You know, it engages multiple muscle groups and the biggest ones in the body. So, you know, if you're out there listening and you've been squatting and deadlifting for a while and you need a break or you otherwise want to lessen the vertical loading on your spine, either one of these is a fantastic movement to incorporate into your repertoire.
And I did go up in my hip thrust. I did go up to 455 for 6 reps. I am going to attempt 500 for a single next week. 455 was hard to get moving, but once I got it moving, I was able to do 6 good reps. The last rep was really what I would consider to failure because I couldn't get my body completely straight on a plane. I still had some dip in my hips, let's say, maybe 3 or 4 inches. I couldn't lock out like I did with 405, but I did hold that for a few seconds. I think I can do a single with 500. If somebody would sit on the bench so it doesn't want to rock out from behind me.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's 500 in that movement is astounding, really, because it, not only do you have to move it through a greater range of motion, but you got to get that bar moving off the floor. You know, in many ways, it's like the deadlift. You know, it's a concentric, at least out of the gate. You got to overcome inertia on the ground.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on the rebound, you've got the negative, which accentuates the stretch reflex, and then boom.
When I sat down after doing that last set with 455, the lower portion of my glute muscles was so pumped, I felt like I had little like little tennis balls in my pocket. It was just amazing. It's just unbelievable how it hits the glutes in a way that nothing hits them. I never felt that way from squatting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these are overlooked movements. I had more than one person come up to me and say, "What the hell are you doing?" So it's a lost, forgotten movement that really needs to be resurrected. And I'm glad, you know, we made time to talk about it here today because it's going to help many, many people.
Well, let's talk about some of the real benefits of it. So Rob and his son, Nicholas Maximus, were at the beach. And I think your dad, too, right?
Yeah, my dad went.
So old, tired Rob is at the beach, and not only did some girl say what to you when she walked by you the first encounter?
She's walking towards me. She takes her headphones off, and she says, "You know, you really should work out sometimes." She said, I heard it does the body good. But
she was flirting with you. Now, on your way out of the beach, a bunch of, what, teenagers, 20-year-olds?
Yeah. I walked back past a gaggle of teenage girls, and I heard one of them say, "Wow, look at the shoulders on that guy." Followed quickly thereafter by, "Dude's old too."
You should have turned around and said, "Why couldn't you just stop before you said the dude's old too, huh? Why did you have to take it away?"
Hey, it's time to take the black magic marker to my gray hair.
You know what? I color my hair, and I just got it cut, so it desperately needs to be colored. So
I can't bring myself to do it.
Tony Vannetti, a good friend of mine, and actually the guy who's going to be co-hosting the new TV show here in Louisville with me, said to me, "I don't remember your hair being that gray." I said, "Yeah, I just haven't colored it yet." And he laughed really hard because all the sides are gray right now, so I have to color it. But I do it myself. I got to tell you the truth. I don't go to a salon and do it.
Yeah, I don't know if I could bring myself to pay.
What the hell? You know what I mean? I figured, look, I know I'm old, and I know I color my hair. I'm not hiding it. So anyway, we have some great questions this week, and we'll get off to the first one with Tracy Bertanole. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Right? He says, "I have two completely separate questions. In a recent show, you were talking about utilizing curcumin instead of the parent compound of turmeric. Where can I purchase curcumin C3 in powder form? The pill version is pretty costly, in my opinion. If I'm correct, you stated that you should take the black powder extract with it as well. Where can I purchase that as well?" I don't remember black powder extract, but we'll get to that in a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
Second part of the question is, if I'm understanding it, HGH aids in recovery and does it very well. What is the safest way to take the substance and dosing? What are the pros and cons? How long of a cycle would you really benefit some intense healing? I recall Carl mentioning a story of a person that healed some knee tissue after it was severely damaged. Is there a resource that I could refer to? Really educate myself. I would like to find a physician to administer this to me, but would like to get your opinions before asking. I'd like to weigh in on the HGH when the time is right. Go ahead, Rob. You get started.
Sure. Okay, with respect to the bulk raw curcumin, Sabinsa's 3C3 complex is tough to come by. The same can be said for piperine, Sabinsa's spin on it being known as bioperine.
Right.
Important to point out, you're looking to combine these in a 10-to-1 ratio of curcumin to bioperin, given studies show a 2,000 percent improvement in uptake, utilization, and absorption in humans. For example, you want 2 grams of curcumin and 20 milligrams of bioperin. Believe it or not, you can get samples of both for free by going direct to Sabinsa. You want to click the Contact Sabinsa link and keep this experience in mind. I've emailed them multiple times requesting samples, noting that I own a business, was considering using their raws in my products. And while that is true, and I do use some of their materials, nobody asked me for my business license. So take that for what it's worth. presto, your C3 complex and bioperin samples will arrive in shiny silver packets shortly thereafter, complete with the C of A. They're fairly generous sample sizes, too, although the C3 complex doesn't last long at the suggested 2 grams per day. Instead, you may want to opt for their new curcumin C3 redux. Now, a lot of folks haven't heard of this yet, but it's a much more highly refined version of C3, and they claim just 400 milligrams a day is needed. Now, I've sampled all of them, and while I find they're all pretty good, opted instead for a full-spectrum extract in Tranquilogen, and that was done for us at great expense by Sun Valley Labs, but the results we saw more than justified including it in the finished product. Now, on the HGH, if it's the actual drug you're talking about, it sounds like it is, you're going to have to get a script for it. The absolute best resource I can steer you to would be Dr. John Chrysler, who's a frequent guest here. Now, having said that, I don't think Dr. C is still as big on straight HGH as he once was, and I say that because a good friend of mine is one of his patients and has since moved him to GHRP6, 20 micrograms prior to bed.
200 micrograms.
I'm sorry, he said 20. No. But I guess it's 200 micrograms prior to bed and 100 in the morning is what he's on. And he, according to him, he doesn't cycle it.
Oh, so yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it is 20 micrograms before bed. But I got a solution for that one, too. Go ahead.
Okay. He also stated that if you get too hungry, it's a sign that you've taken too much, given an overexpression of ghrelin. I'm not sure where he's getting that from, but he seemed to be pretty kind. He does say it will impart that effect if you go too high. Also, according to him, Dr. C's move away from HGH was predicated upon two things. Number one, the escalating controversy surrounding GH in the media and sports. And two, he seems to be of the opinion that getting your body to produce more of its own biologically perfect HGH is best. So on the GHRP6 again, my friend reports that he gets some sort of GABA-type flush, but noted incredibly deep sleep to the point where he says he needs far less sleep than he used to. Now, your knee issue seem to also be a focus, and for that, I would highly recommend adding GLC-2000, curcumin, and or a C-cis extract standardized to 10% keto sterols. I'd also suggest pushing a weighted wheelbarrow up a slight incline for that knee. All of those will make a difference. I hope that helps, Tracy.
Okay, here's my two CCs. VitaCost has a turmeric extract curcumin C3 complex that I buy with bioperine, 120 capsules, is about $25 or $26, and you'll need to take 4 caps a day. They recommend 2 caps a day, so it's not really 60 servings. It's more like 30 servings. It'll last you a month. But at 2 caps a day, you'll get just over the 2 grams that you need to see the magic. So check that out. GHRP2 is better at night than GHRP6. GHRP6 elicits a cortisol response, and that's why Dr. C probably recommends just 20 micrograms at night. You can do 100 micrograms of GHRP2 at night. It will not impair sleep. It will cause a great pulse of growth hormone. And you can use the GHRP6 in the morning when you want cortisol levels to come up. And I would use more like 200 micrograms in the morning instead of 100. You want that hunger, especially post-workout. I would use right. GHRP 2 or 6 post-workout at 200 to 250 micrograms, one injection, and you will have no problem eating not only your post-workout meal but the meal after that as well, because you'll be just ravished with hunger.
Wow, that's a great point.
And the reason that John Chrysler has gotten away from growth hormone is really more so because of the stigma that doctors receive for prescribing it. Dr. C requires that you use a 24-hour urine specimen to accumulate growth peptides in the urine to determine if you really are deficient. The the standard for deficiency is very, very low, so most people are not going to come in deficient, and so he would be reckless of prescribing growth hormone. However, prior to that, the anti-aging community all agreed that growth hormone was a good thing to use. The 191 amino acid form is not the only one that your pituitary produces, as Rob just pointed out. So using GHRP, even if you're using growth hormone, is a wise thing. Just when you use it varies. And as far as intra-articular, yes, there's a doctor in Florida that's actually doing intra-articular injections of growth hormone to rebuild chondrocytes in knees that would otherwise need knee replacement. And it works. But finding a doctor that's willing to do that is difficult.
That's fantastic.
It's a very new technology. You don't have to take growth hormone systemically. They inject it right into the capsule of the knee and let it work its magic there. Okay.
Awesome.
There you go. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. It's brought to you by The Blueprint, the single best training guide you'll ever find. And right now, if you sign up for The Blueprint, you'll also get 3 months free of The Blueprint Bulletin. Get Rob Regish's wisdom delivered to your inbox every single month. What do you have to lose? Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back.
New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Eat dessert again with with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we had a company that was advertising peptides, and due to some unfortunate circumstances, they've had to pull their advertising. Not because we weren't performing. We were performing too well for them. Let's put it that way. But we have a new supplement company that's going to be providing peptides to the audience at better prices and all American made. And they are going to be announced here. It is Hardcore Peptides. And you know them because they are a friend's company, Aaron Singerman's company. And you'll see a banner ad. Yeah, you'll see a banner ad on superhumanradio.com later today, and you'll start hearing spots for their products here very shortly. So we do have a supplier of peptides. Don't freak out. I'm getting a lot of emails from people asking, you know, where do we go now? Well, we have someplace, so stay tuned. Okay. Steve Benitskis says, hey, Rob, quick question for you. How much caffeine is there in guarana? So if a guarana cap states that it has 350 milligrams of guarana extract at 4:1, what would be the equivalent caffeine value? Would you use the 20% rule, making it 70 milligrams of caffeine, or am I wrong? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it depends on the product in question. First, though, a public service announcement about guarana. You said guarana. I say guarana.
Yeah, that's okay.
In general. Yeah. Public service announcement. Most
we didn't call it gangrene. That's one thing.
Right. Now, most guarana boasting a high caffeine content, anything over 25%, is usually made from the waste product husks, which contain negligible guaranine, which is to say, instead, it's spiked with synthetic caffeine, guaranine being an important alkaloid in the plant. It's an effective stimulant with around 2.5 times the amount of caffeine than coffee. More importantly, the caffeine is bound to fatty molecules, which means a smoother rise and fall in energy levels versus straight caffeine. It's also rich in theobromine and theophylline, the merits of which I've covered on prior episodes when I spoke to yerba mate, a similar plant. Steve, your calculations appear to be correct given the assumed 20% caffeine content. As I pointed out, though, guarana extracts are fraught with inconsistencies, so it's best to email the company or call them and ask the tough questions given what I just outlined. If they don't have the right answers, find a company that does, like the Life Extension Foundation. If you go to LEF.org, you're looking for Source Naturals product by the name of Guarana Energizer. 200 caps, 900 milligrams guarana seed extract standardized for 22% caffeine. That's right, around 200 milligrams of natural caffeine along with related methylxanthines for just $22.50. It's an exceptional buy. It's the genuine article, and I do like it versus straight caffeine. I'll alternate between guarana as well as yerba mate. So I hope that helps, Steve.
The next question comes from Thomas Cannon. And Thomas, your apologies in advance for the length of this question are accepted by me, the guy who has to read the damn thing. But I'm currently dieting for my first bodybuilding show since 2007. Bravo. And my mind is racing with new questions every day. My last show was really poor my first time around. My last showing was really poor my first time around. But for the last few years, I have fortified my mind with the blueprint text as well as weekly tutelage of its author. First off,
I wanted to know if I should begin my supplement protocol with everything I plan to use for the entire prep, or do you think it would be more advantageous to slowly integrate helpful supplements into my routine as I hit sticking points in fat loss? For example, I'm currently using ECA on a daily basis, but I also have a month's worth of the fat loss patches at my disposal. Save the patches for the end or go ahead and use them now. If it was you, what would your supplement protocol look like the last 4 to 6 weeks, assuming your diet and training were spot on?
Well, I'll take these one by one if it's okay. It'd be easier, I think, for the audience. But I'm assuming that the fat loss patches that he has are the Age Force ones.
Yeah, I have to believe so.
Inclusive of T2, and that's important. So assuming that then that fat loss is your goal, I would introduce the patches the first day of feast in Blueprint and run them for a month. The final 2 to 3 weeks, you can use ephedrine and caffeine, given EC has a longer history and some more science to back it up. You've also said you've been taking it, you know, every day, so it's time for a break. It's where I feel you'll need it most, and it'll probably work best. So I hope that answers that question on the patches and the ephedrine and the caffeine.
Okay, so question two. As we all know, my harmful toxins and pollutants we either breathe or ingest can end up taking up resident in our cells, our fat cells. It's true. I've heard from a few places that when engaging in a fat loss plan, there is an increase in susceptibility to sickness due to the rapid rise of these stored toxins being released into the bloodstream. Do you think the body may deliberately impede fatty acid oxidation in order to reduce exposure to these harmful substances? If so, how would you go about putting yourself in a position to handle the toxic assault on the bloodstream? Supplemental liver and kidney support? It's a good question. I don't think your body shuts down because of that, as far as losing fat, but let's see what Rob says.
I don't think so either, although I searched in vain for, you know, studies to support that. There didn't seem to be any. I do think it's entirely true that when you start to detox, yeah, you're going to get a toxic waste dump into your bloodstream. And yes, your liver is going to have to deal with, you know, removing those toxins. Fasting with lemon water, I see as your best and most economical solution. The reason being, it's going to help flush those toxins and alkalize your system. Now, one of the things that you can do is supplemental liver support, liver and kidney, but the liver in general, because it's going to be taxed at this time. And for that, I'll offer two solutions. One being sesame, which I've spoke to here before. That's currently on sale over at NutriPlanet.com for $6 and change a bottle for 90 gel caps. It's a great buy. And the other supplement, and this is probably top shelf, the first pick, would be Tudca, T-U-D-C-A. There are more studies and anecdotal evidence supporting its benefits to the liver than any other product. It really is exceptional. Guys are well advised to be using this, especially if they're running any type of pro-hormones or, you know, androgens, etc. But yeah, it can greatly benefit you when you're detoxing as well. The final and third item I'd recommend is a good greens product. Alkaplex is an exceptional capped greens product that will assist the body in helping you both alkalize and get rid of toxins.
I'll tell you something else you can try. I don't know. I mean, I'm hesitant to say this. It just depends on how you feel, but go donate some blood.
Well, hey, you know what? That's another great point. Makes sense, right?
You know, a lot of people like EDTA because they say it releases heavy metals into the bloodstream, and they talk about chelation, and it chelates, and then you urinate the stuff out. I say use EDTA and go give blood.
Right.
So that's an option as well. Okay, and the last part of his question, part three, is during my workouts, I like to sip on 20 to 40 grams of BCAAs, either BCAAs or BCS. I'm not sure what. I think he got too many S's and too few A's in that one there. I normally purchase them from True Nutrition, but a couple months ago I found a product by the name of Chained Out by ALR Industries at my local vitamin shop. It not only contains BCAAs, but it also has an adaptogenic complex as well. Have you heard of this product? If so, what do you think of the adaptogen complex and the product as a whole? And I have an opinion on this as well, by the way. Go ahead, Rob.
The answer is yes. I've certainly heard of it. And at first glance at this product, it looks like it would look, if you didn't know any better, that there are 7 grams or 7,000 milligrams, as they listed, of branched-chain amino acids. However, this isn't really the case. The branched-chain aminos in Chained Out are bound to malate. Therefore, you have to take into account the molecular weight of the malate to which the amino acids are bound to figure out exactly how many or how much BCAA is in the product. So I've done the chemistry and the math for you. Total amount of malate bound, BCAAs per serving equals 7 grams. Total amount of BCAAs per serving, 3.38 grams. Now, there's 1.7 grams of leucine, which is well under the 3-gram threshold that most studies specify, and a scant 0.86 and 0.82 grams of isoleucine and valine, respectively. ALRI claims that they use a superior form of these branched-chain aminos that are 2 to 300% more bioavailable.
And I've often wondered what made them so special that made them that bioavailable, to be honest with you.
Oh, well. They don't give any studies or evidence to support those claims. They do, however, quote studies which support the effectiveness of supplementing with BCAAs. And I look at those, and all of those studies use regular, free-form branched-chain amino acids. In terms of the other ingredients, it's listed under a prop blend, 1,800 milligrams of alanine, L-theanine, dongchong xiaochow, otherwise known as cordyceps, rhodiola rosea, and apple peel extract. Cordyceps and rhodiola are excellent adaptogens if, and it's a big if, you get the real McCoy. Now, given ALRI's branched chain amino shenanigans, I wouldn't trust these adaptogens as far as I could throw them. Final word, I have no problem saying this because it's a matter of public record. ALRI has a long history of getting caught slipping prescription drugs into their products, not just once either.
Yeah.
They're the last company.
Three or four times that I've known of, personally, that they got called on the carpet for recall products that had actual pharmaceutical drugs, including some stimulants, not clenbuterol, but some other pharmaceutical stimulant in one of their fat burner products.
Yeah. You know, they're the last company, and again, this is just me, but personally speaking, they're the last company I would be sending my money to.
You know what? And I got to concur. I got to tell you something. If Rob gives them a thumbs down, I give them a thumbs down, too. And I'll tell you why. Forget about the BS science, and forget about the stuff that could be in there that's not in there, the stuff that they admit that's in there. Aspartame and Ace-K in large quantities. I've tried Chained Out. It gave me a headache. I tried their Appletini. It gave me a headache.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Just take raw BCAAs. What do you need all that other crap for? Artificial colors and artificial flavors and artificial sweeteners? Really? Here you are worried about what your fat cells are going to release into your system, and then you're going to take that and just pour it down your throat? No.
Yeah.
No good. No good.
Yeah, no. And you know what? You're paying through the nose for it, too. Why? When you can get, you know, the same or better results with branched chain amino acids.
And I'll tell you something else that I believe in strongly. And Rob, you can weigh in on this. But I've stopped using BCAAs. Instead, I use essential amino acids. It's more expensive. You've got to use more of them in order to get that requisite 3 gram of leucine. But guess what?
Yeah.
It causes a greater degree of protein synthesis than just BCAAs.
Absolutely. You know, key point. I've made this before. I'll say it again because it's true. Branched chain aminos stimulate protein synthesis. Essential amino acids allow for your body to complete the process of protein synthesis. Big difference.
What's the analogy that we used on the show, right? BCAAs call the workers into work. EAAs call the workers into work and also supplies them with bricks and mortar so they can build things. Big difference.
Yeah, You don't want a bunch of workers standing around with no bricks.
Exactly. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin. Today. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Build muscles. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as
Don't forget, you can get any Age Force patch as a free trial for 1 month by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the Age Force banner ad, and using the coupon code FREEMONTH. Want to try the melatonin patch? Want to try the fat burner patch? Want to try the DHEA pregnenolone patch? Want to try any of their patches that you've never tried before? Get them for a free month. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad. Use the coupon code FREEMONTH. Get in the groove. Okay. The next question comes from Sean Buffington, also known as The Buffer. I like that. When training to burn fat, I'm of the understanding that you want to raise lactic acid in order to stimulate growth hormone. If this is the case, would Synthogen be best used post-workout due to the lactic acid buffering effect of BA?
Beta-alanine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean Buffington, a.k.a. The Buffer, he's been a member of the Blueprint Army for some time now, and he's really one of its greatest thinkers. Brings a lot to the table, and right here He brings up an excellent point, so let's think this through. Synthogen does contain beta-alanine, but more importantly, orotic acid. Orotic acid is used to boost both beta-alanine and carnosine simultaneously. While the additional beta-alanine, there is additional beta-alanine that's layered in synthogen, that serves a higher purpose, meaning it serves as a substrate for RNA production and thus greater protein synthesis. It's worth pointing out that if you're using beta-alanine alone, it combines with the essential amino acid L-histidine to form the desired carnosine. Sounds good until you realize an essential amino acid, L-histidine, just got pulled out of circulation and protein synthesis is compromised to a degree. Nevertheless, synthogen will result in a big boost in carnosine, which is, as we all know, an intracellular buffer, meaning the accumulation of lactic acid and other metabolic waste will be delayed but not entirely prevented. And that is the key takeaway that I'm trying to get across here. It won't prevent the rise in lactic acid and resulting growth hormone spike from lactic acid tolerance training. You'll likely realize even better results given the total tonnage you're able to use done per unit of time during that type of training will be greater. And that's important because along with fat loss, we want to stimulate as much muscle growth as possible. You know, it's all well and good to lose fat, not so good if you're losing muscle along with it. Finally, you give up the 600% increase in protein synthesis seen when essential aminos are dosed pre-workout. Having those and the other goodies in synthogen coursing through your veins has only done people right in the year that it's out there. So I'd hate to see people give that winning strategy up. Here's the bottom line. I am not inclined to change my synthogen pre, intra, and post-workout dosing guidelines, given it potentially interferes with this GH response to lactic acid tolerance training. The concern anyway that it does. You can certainly try it and dose it post-workout, but I think you'll stand to lose more than you'll gain. Perfectly open to being wrong on this one, and if we are, we'll all learn. So please do let me know if and when you decide to use synthogen post-workout, Sean. It will be an interesting experiment.
Well, and there's something else to be said about beta-alanine. Beta-alanine is one of those things. It's very clear that creatine does not need to be loaded in order to be effective. If you don't want to do the 20 grams a day for 5 days loading phase, by taking 5 grams a day, it still accumulates to a great degree over 20 days or a month. Beta-alanine, on the other hand, does have to be loaded to be effective. There's a lot of evidence that if you're not taking between 1.4 grams to 3 grams a day for a long enough period of time, you don't see the ion-quenching effects of beta-alanine, which you're not going to interfere, in my humble opinion, with a hypersaturation of beta-alanine by supplementing with synthogen that you would see if you did the 1.4 grams to 3 grams a day loading phase of beta-alanine to hypersaturate muscles. So the takeaway here is you'll see an acute effect perhaps during your workout, but it's going to be very mild. It's not going to be what people see when they talk about beta-alanine supplementation. What would you say to that statement, Rob? Do you think I'm off base?
No, I don't think you're off base. You know, the one thing I will say about beta-alanine is this. I think these 3-gram recommended dosages, personal opinion, I think that's just pissing in the wind. I think you need to double that. I think you need to have at least 6 grams split out into 2 grams over, 3 times during the course of a day, ideally spread out. We do know that, like creatine, consuming it along with food will increase, you'll be able to saturate and get levels of carnosine up much faster. So that is a viable strategy for loading beta-alanine.
Yeah. Okay, next question comes from Dan. Well, actually, let's get back on track. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from Dan Rollins, because we went long in the last segment. We're going to take one of these annoying commercial breaks that somebody on my website, I keep getting a troll who sends me messages that says this show is nothing but an infomercial. Not this show, but all of the Supremo radio shows. I just find that humorous. But anyway, so we're going to take one of those.
How much free information?
Yeah, I know.
How much free information do we give away?
And he's probably going, his head's going to explode because here's another commercial coming at you. And then when we come back, we'll pick it up. We're talking with Rob Regish. Get your copy of the Blueprint today. Train with it, and you'll gain with it. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Blueprint banner ad today, and get 3 months free, the Blueprint Bulletin. What do you have to lose? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Printbulletin.com today. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is funny, isn't it?
Rap guy's girlfriend.
She looks like she must be one of those rap guy's girlfriends.
Oh, God.
All right, so welcome back. Dan Rollins says, my development is coming along nicely using convict conditioning. My biceps and triceps are looking nice and building up. I'm using towels when doing chins and can do up to 5 for 3 sets. I've dipped for tries and chest. Abs look good as well. My delts are very small and not proportionate or proportional. How can I build these up so I don't look like I'm slumping? I'll attach a pic when I get home so you can see. I have two classic power block 50s and resistance bands up to 300 pounds. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I saw his pics, and, you know, first, don't be too hard on yourself. I mean, you know, we all have weak areas, and there are things you can do. So let's talk about those things. The handstand push-up series in Convict conditioning is a terrific builder of the delts and, in fact, the entire upper body. You may benefit, though, from some additional specialization work and some unique movements I recently incorporated into my own training. So here I'll offer two solutions, the pike press and a variation of band presses, either kneeling or standing. So a bit more now on each of those. The pike press is a little-known gem of a delt builder. And to perform these, you want to place two center blocks on the ground, slightly more than shoulder width apart. Next, you want to place a bench running perpendicular to the center blocks. 2.5 to 3 feet away is about right. Now, dig your toes into the bench, keeping your feet together, and place your hands on the center blocks. And when you begin the movement, your butt should be in the air and your arms at full extension. Slowly break the elbows, and keeping your legs straight, descend until your head falls between the center blocks, lightly touching the ground. If you're in the gym, this is one exercise where the Smith machine is actually useful. All right, think about it. The higher your legs are elevated, the more demanding the exercise becomes. Simply raising the bar a notch on the Smith allows for a smooth progression into the full handstand push-up. So there's something to think about there. Pike press, great movement. The resistance bands, your resistance bands, and it sounds like you have the heavy ones, can be placed under one knee and pressed upward with your arm of the same on the same side. As you gain strength in that exercise, you want to progress to standing on the band with your foot, again pressing the band overhead. Obviously, that adds to the intensity of the exercise, given the further the band is stretched, the greater the resistance. Final word. The old bodybuilding saying is true. You can't hide weak delts. The handstand push-up, band, and pike press are all you need to build impressive shoulders. You want to prioritize by training those movements first and do those movements justice. And when you add a dash of patience to that kind of elbow grease, you'll have cannonball delts in no time. And that pike press, by the way, for those of you that can't perform a handstand push-up yet, is an excellent way to make the transition. Because if you think about it, you're not lifting 100% of your body weight quite yet. You will be once your feet are vertical. And there are a couple different ways, the Smith machine being one of them, to get there.
Good advice. Really good advice.
Yeah,
before we
yeah.
move on and take our last break and come back with the blueprint tip of the day, I have to mention, I love when we have sponsors that can service the worldwide community, because we have listeners really all over the globe. I had somebody looking at a map of where listeners are recently, and they couldn't believe the countries that we get into. We've received messages from all over the Middle East, Italy, China. I mean, it's just amazing. Well, one of our devoted listeners in Sweden, Johan Otterström, just posted on Facebook, he just got his Aura MD, some crazy strong fresh breath. Told you, looking forward to using it. If you haven't tried Aura MD yet, this is the best thing to get rid of your toothpaste. Your breath smells better. It's not toxic. You don't have to worry about it accumulating in your body or disrupting your thyroid. I mean, this stuff is amazing. And they ship anywhere in the world. Very, very cool
yeah.
stuff. So thank you for letting us know that you received that, Johan.
Yeah.
Have you tried it yet, Rob?
I haven't. But, you know, it's something I need to look into because as you listen to me about the blueprint tip of the day, I am I'm about to let loose on a few things, and that is that fits into the equation nicely.
But you know what I'm really thinking about too? People with children. You know, kids, they're using these toothpastes today with so much fluoride and all this other crap in it, and it accumulates in their bodies. This, you need to get a you got to buy one, get one free. Buy one for yourself and give the other bottle to Nicholas Maximus. I'm telling you.
There you go.
It's great stuff. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to endeavor the blueprint tip of the day with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Boom, boom, tap. So check this out. Button number one is boom, boom, and button number two is tap. Now here comes the beat. Boom, boom, tap. Boom, boom, tap. Boom, boom, tap. Boom, 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 tap. Boom, boom, tap, boom, 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 tap. Boom, boom, tap, boom, 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 boom.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day on obesity, why it's your problem and what you can do about it. I like that because if you listen to the mainstream media, it's really not your fault, you're fat.
Yeah, well, you know, we all come here every week for various reasons. For some, it's diet advice, others training, and certainly more than a few on supplement tips. There's one common denominator, though, that every listener shares. It seems we're all trying, right, to get fit and stay healthy. Conscious of it or not, many of us are carrying forth our vision of perfection into an imperfect world. There's something about that world that bothers us, and I'm pretty sure I know what it is, and I'm talking about obesity. Obesity is the polar opposite of what we wear on our sleeve, meaning those that are obese can't hide it. It's fat dripping off chins and spilling over waistlines everywhere you look. And I'm not being judgmental. These people need our help. But it's plain as day, and nobody can miss it. Obesity is a flat-out epidemic. And the Surgeon General, as an example, estimates it's responsible for 300,000 deaths a year in this country alone. And if you think obesity isn't your problem, think again. It's overwhelming our healthcare system. And since the powers that be are nationalizing that healthcare system, you're paying for it. Type 2, or acquired diabetes, meaning you have to work really hard to get it, costs us $63 billion a year. If you add in the cost of other diseases related to obesity, that figure jumps to a staggering $100 billion. And thanks to good old corporate America, Monsanto and other entities serving their greenback god, it's spreading all over the world, which means you can now acquire diabetes as far away as China, given the worldwide spread of places like the Golden Arches. Most people eat too much food, yet they're undernourished. So you might ask yourself, how can that be? Well, it's because these crooks that run these companies have poisoned the land, polluted the water, and laced your typical grocery store items with preservatives to extend shelf life. Preservatives, because the longer it sits on that shelf, the more likely it is you'll buy it before it goes bad. Two of those preservatives are BHT and BHA. They've been linked to kidney and liver damage, immune system dysfunction, birth defects, and cancer. They make high fructose corn syrup look healthy and are nearly as prevalent. I'm going to give you a classic example, okay? Next time you're in the supermarket, pick up a box of Total cereal. Label screams, 100% whole grain, good source of fiber, good source of vitamin C, E, and other antioxidants, and 100% daily value of a dozen vitamins and minerals. You'd think that'd be healthy, right? Think again. In the fine print, you'll read preserved by BHT. I'm going to stop ranting now and start solving, because here's what you and I can do about it. First, speak with your money. Since profits are the only thing these idiots understand, don't buy their crap. From now on, do your shopping at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, or Wild Oats. If those aren't in your area, inquire about organic foods at your local grocery store. Read labels and toss anything that reads, you know, on the ingredient panel, which includes high fructose corn syrup, partially or hydrogenated oils. If there's any chemical on there you can't pronounce or don't understand, toss it. And I mean literally toss it out into the aisle. I do it all the time. They'll get the message. Now, you're going to get some funny looks, but since you look pissed off and hopefully look the part, nobody's going to mess with you. Something else you'll notice when you're shopping at Whole Foods versus your quote-unquote normal grocery store. The people that work there are actually helpful. You know, go ahead, walk into Whole Foods today and ask where something is. Rather than pointing you to where it is and running in the opposite direction, these folks actually walk you to the item, mm-hmm. then ask if you need help, right, with anything else.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to feel right at home, too, minus the tree huggers. They're harmless anyway. The rest of these folks are our kind of people, people that actually care about what they put into their body. Now, a lot of folks are going to think this is going to be expensive. Not really. I got back from Whole Foods yesterday and bought 2 dozen organic eggs, 8 grass-fed beef patties, 3 organic nectarines, 3 organic plums, 2 pounds of organic peanut butter, 2 containers of organic honey, and 2 loaves of organic wheat bread. Grand total, $59.94. You blow that on a dinner for two, eating out once a month. That's enough food for a week or more, even for me. For 20 years, I worked with the big shots in the corner office of Fortune 100 companies, and I'm talking about more than one, quite a few more than one. I saw firsthand the greed, the complete disregard for people's welfare, and pursuit of the almighty dollar. I sat in there with big shots so despicable, I regret ever working for them, let alone helping them earn their executive bonuses. The typical big shot starts out as a decent person, but becomes quagmired in a sea of hypocrisy, lies, and money. Money the company keeps shoveling to them because they keep dreaming up ways to hurt you. That includes you listening. They don't know your name, nor do they care. You're a number on a piece of paper. Nothing more, nothing less. Here's the bottom line. What you put into your mouth matters. Matters a whole lot, in fact. While you can't change what other people eat and their eating habits, you can vote with your dollars, and it's registering. Most grocery stores today have at least a small organic offering. Given people are demanding it. More supermarkets will go organic a whole lot faster if you toss crap into the aisles, like I suggest. Now, you needn't be this militant, but it helps. The alternative to eating healthy is a life riddled with doctor visits, stretch fabric clothes, and feeling sick and tired all day, every day. And if you think eating healthy is expensive, wait until you see the hospital bills when your health starts to decline. The long, painful death by fork and knife gets real ugly real fast. So resolve today to send a message to corporate America, Monsanto, and these other entities that are profiting from your disease, ignorance, and death. Because together we can make a difference, but it starts with you. Right after you're done listening to this, your next trip to the grocery store spells the difference. Let them know we won't stand for it. Not anymore. End of rant.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. And that's right in line with the theme of this, of what we do here at Superhuman Radio. So that's great stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's not difficult. It really isn't. And it's not as expensive as you think. And oh, by the way, once you start eating organic, don't be surprised if you not only will you feel better, you're going to look a lot better, because a lot of these toxins that are laced in the, you know, supermarket foods, once they're gone from your body, you see a rapid increase in definition, muscle separation. It's really uncanny the way it unfolds.
Well, and you know what? Don't forget about giving blood. I mean, I said that earlier, but we did a whole show on that with Dr. Michael Smith. There is absolutely evidence that people who give blood with regularity don't build up or accumulate a lot of the toxins in on a cellular level. It doesn't have a chance to plant itself. You can give blood, I think, according to the Red Cross, you can give blood every 2 or 3 months. And I'm not talking about plasma. Don't give plasma. Give whole blood. Get it out and allow your body to replenish it with new red and white blood cells. This is a great opportunity for you to flush your body out some of these toxins. So as you're eliminating them from your intake, you're also getting them out of your body that they have accumulated. When you remove them from the bloodstream, the cells let more go into the blood. You do this regularly. It's like changing the oil in your car.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a good solution to getting rid of a lot of this stuff. Rob Regish, great show, brother.
Thanks for having me, man. I look forward to it every week, and, you know, hopefully some of this you guys can put into practice and derive benefit from it. That's my goal every week.
And I'll plug something else. I've gotten emails asking, where is the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy? And the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy kind of ran its course in two different areas. Those of us who, you know, Rob is on the show every Tuesday, and then he had to be on the show some Thursdays. we will be bringing forth a new show, and it's going to be called Getting Strong with Coach Wade Johnson, where it will be Wade and I, and we'll have a guest. When we did the show with Tiny Meeker, it was great. We got a lot of positive responses about Tiny's attempt to bench press 1,100 pounds. Not sure how that went. We'll probably have Tiny on. But we're going to do this show from a different standpoint, where Coach Johnson will invite guests on that he feels have pertinent contributions to the discussion of getting stronger in a variety of different disciplines, not just powerlifting, Olympic lifting, and maybe even some CrossFitters and so on. So look forward to that show. Yeah. We're really going to use what Coach Johnson does best, and that is not only getting strong himself, but getting other people strong as well. So there you go.
I can't wait to listen.
Okay, thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.